At the first and original site, a ranch on Concession 6, sits a big red barn where cats and kittens freely roam in and out of the guinea pig and cat room. On the other side of the barn are stalls for Murray, a donkey, and a goat whose name changes with everyone you ask. Next, Wilbur the rescue pig awaits visitors, always hoping they will give him food. This is Red Roof Retreat, a provider of respite and recreational programs for children and adults with special needs. It serves about 200 families, and has a waiting list. Red Roof offers day programs, respite service, social nights, Saturday camps and summer camp programs. Their annual Gifts from the Heart fundraising campaign is underway, and they need community donations, said Executive Director and Founder Stephanie Bjorgen. But first, let's finish our tour. Before heading toward the back of the property, stop to admire the restored red 1952 Massey Ferguson tractor. Visit two Flemish giant rabbits that live in a habitat near Wilbur. Follow a long wheelchair-accessible path to the stables at the back where two mini horses, and Wonder, a 17-hand purebred Frisian horse, live in harmony. Wonder has an important job at Red Roof, to provide cart rides to clients. The path winds around a small pond where numerous turtles can often be spotted. Back near the house, in the summer, quacks from Muscovy ducks can be heard from the large brightly colored play structure and from under the big tent where clients meet to expand their experiences, such as community engagement, independence, connection and relationships with others. Then of course there's baking, animal care and crafts. Gifts from the Heart hopes to raise more than $60,000 this year. The need never ends, said Brody Townley, who has been a member of Red Roof's board of directors for the past 5 years. Townley noted that Red Roof is not government subsidized, and Gifts from the Heart has always been one of its two big fundraising campaigns. Besides the ranch, Red Roof has two other sites in Niagara-on-the-Lake. In 2021, Red Roof's board of directors were offered space in Cornerstone Community Church, on Hunter Road. Lastly, Kevin's House, named for the late Kevin O'Connor, a local philanthropist, supporter of Red Roof and friend of Bjorgen, is a home on Concession 2 that is available for adult respite. Red Roof requires funding to pay wages, insurance, taxes, and property maintenance. Wages are our biggest expense, said Bjorgen. They employ nearly 20 staff members, including educational assistants, personal support workers, and developmental service workers. We have one nurse who donates her time. She audits staff after their medical training, which includes how to administer meds or do GI tubes or trachs. Our staff are doing some pretty significant work, she added, especially in terms of medication and personal care, and that's not something you can train volunteers in. One of the challenges we have is we don't pay our staff what they can get somewhere else, Bjorgen continued. We would really love to be in a position where, when I do my budget, I can offer better pay for everybody. Red Roof offers two types of day programs, one for those with complex care who require a client-staff ratio of 1-to-1. The other has one staff member working with three clients. One day program is offered at the Cornerstone Complex, the other at the ranch. Weekend respite occurs at the ranch for children, and Kevin's House for adults. We do a Saturday day camp for kids and a Thursday night social night for youth. Rec programs are full like they used to be, pre-COVID, because we have the space at Cornerstone. Our other programs are either smaller in number, or different in how often they are offered, and that's just due to space restrictions and staff, said Bjorgen. Families pay a fee for services, however fundraising is really what keeps Red Roof going. The Gifts from the Heart campaign is in its 13th year and started when then-local resident Arthur Dalfin challenged Bjorgen to double his $10,000 donation. Well, I quadrupled it. So it was game on from there, said Bjorgen. This is a great and easy way for people to give at Christmas. You don't have to go anywhere or buy anything or purchase tickets. It's a click donation or a drop-off donation. You get your receipt right away. It's good for year-end taxes. It's a great way to give gifts. Sometimes local businesses do their own challenge to raise money for us, said Bjorgen. Community groups are also very supportive of Red Roof Retreat. Cornerstone Community Church has been donating their space since we wanted to reopen in COVID. Before that, Red Roof's recreation programs were held at a long-term care facility in St. Catharines, but pandemic restrictions made residency there difficult to maintain. Cornerstone has been the best. They're such a great community to be part of, Bjorgen said. Also, the Rotary Club of Niagara-on-the-Lake has chosen Red Roof as one of the charities that benefit from their fundraising. Right now, the organization does not need volunteers, who mainly do the outside chores at the ranch, and when the need arises, they will put a call out on social media. Bjorgen's main job is to apply for grants from the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the Niagara Community Foundation, Branscombe Family Foundation, Walker Industries, Rankin Construction, the Investors Group, Canadian Tire Financial Services and McDonald's, to name a few. Ontario Power Generation has a $2,500 grant for anybody working in programs and animals. So I get $2,500 from them every year and that goes towards feed costs, said Bjorgen. There's a lot to keep track of and it is probably one of the most complicated small organizations out there. Even my board members have a hard time because nothing is black and white. Townley thinks the support Red Roof Retreat offers clients and their families is worth donating to. There's not a lot out there for children and adults with special needs, he said. Red Roof offers things that families can't find elsewhere. That's why Red Roof has been particularly successful, plus the personality of the staff driving it. To donate, visit redroofretreat.com and look for the Gifts from the Heart campaign under the Events tab.